Today we observe two holidays, Columbus Day and Indigenous Peoples Day. And joining us this morning with a look at the history behind the holidays is Peter Drummy, the Massachusetts Historical Society. Mr. Drummy, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm here. Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And as I said, today is the day we observe the arrival of Christopher Columbus. But as we now know, he wasn't the first European to come to the Americas.
Oh, yes. In fact, the story of people in the Western Hemisphere, in North America, goes back hundreds of years before the arrival of Columbus Viking exploration and journeys west by way of Iceland and Greenland, and then to the far north of Canada. That's as far as the concrete archaeological evidence goes. But there's been a strong tradition that the Vikings were on this coast in Boston Harbor and on Cape Cod and even further south in Vinland, going back to the colonial period. Interest in that.
And, however, of all those arrivals, though, his seemed to have had the most profound impact.
Columbus is certainly, we call this, we refer to the Columbian Exchange. That is, all these people and animals and products coming from Europe and Africa and Asia to America, and all these valuable materials in the Americas, South America, the focus, and then later North America, too, including things that we think of as being ubiquitous everywhere, the potato, for instance. But along with that is the great tragedy of this European arrival. They bring diseases to the Americas that the people living here, the indigenous people who have lived here for thousands of years, are exposed to diseases for which they have no natural protection. And there's essentially a demographic catastrophe. That is, the vast majority of the people living in the Americas before European contact die of exposure to these diseases that came not deliberately, but came along with Europeans.
And speaking of the Native Americans, over time there has come to be a greater focus on that population. Thus, we now have Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yes, we do. That it's throughout the Americas. In fact, that's important to remember. I think it's very important here, where people had been living again for thousands of years at the time of people who arrived in Plymouth and in Boston, the English European settlement. But this goes back. This idea of this that the people who lived here, who inhabited this area, that the Americas should be recognized and proper attention paid to them, and that spread has spread in the last 20 years, especially relatively rapidly, where both states have changed, have either dropped commemorating Columbus Day at all, have changed the name of the day to Indigenous Peoples Day, or in Hawaii, Discoverer's Day, because of a complicated arrival of peoples there. But also in Massachusetts, while Massachusetts continues and has since 1910 commemorated Columbus Day and celebrated it, frankly, there are now 20 communities in Massachusetts that cities and towns that recognize Indigenous Peoples Day.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
And where I work, the Massachusetts Historical Society actually had its first act practically in 1792 was recognizing Columbus Day in 1792. So this has a long existence, short as a holiday and a national holiday and a holiday with a different name, but a long recognition of the importance of it.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Sure. It's always good to talk to you.
Likewise.